You're with Raf.
This week's changing track is for Greg. Sometimes the simplest of things can seem hard. Our tread can be heavy on the earth. I'd been waking in the early hours for weeks on end. So many things to think about. Starting the day with deep tiredness and a heavy heart. Things lurking. That thesis. Needing to find words about spirituality. No words. No heart for it. The dogs needed the walk. Down to the beach as night turns to dawn. There's something odd in the shallow water. A bird. Half swimming. Pulling something behind. A bedraggled seagull. The markings of youth still on its wings. Behind, the body of another seagull. Maybe a parent, I wonder. What was the story behind both these birds becoming entangled in the same discarded fishing line? Off with the T-shirt, lifting up the sodden mess of feathers and carcass. Back to the car. A bit of an exercise. Bundle of birds on the tennis racket. A racket intended to knock balls around for Jack the dog. Jack was inquisitive and confused, but we are all eventually back in the car. Somewhere along the way, the bird is named Errol. At home, scissors separate Errol from Errol Sr., and I gradually cut away the nylon fishing line, knotted tightly around Errol's legs. Errol struggles, starts to trust me, or at least gives up. He becomes completely still. He has died, I think. Back at the beach, I unwrap Errol. He struggles to his feet. He stands still. Time seems to stop. From a wet and bedraggled mess, I am looking at pure white feathers, like fine down, bright in the morning sun, a thing of beauty. I am transfixed. And then Errol lifts into the air, flexing curve of wings through space. I never knew seagulls could look that graceful. I stare until Errol disappears into the distance. What happened this morning has resulted in a life continuing. Maybe years of sea, sky, and discarded fish and chips. This morning has made that possible. With this new start of life, I'm struck that Errol flies in a dead straight line, called by something. I don't know what. It's in the direction of Williamstown. Whatever that means. Errol is flying with purpose. New opportunity. Taken on eagerly. No time for stuffing around. I continue to stand. One of those times when we touch fingers with the sacred. Meanings that transcend and have consequences. For a little while at least, our world shifts. All afternoon, I am playing this song. Thinking of Errol soaring away through the air. As I write, and do not stop writing. My hope is that when you hear this song in the future, you also may remember something of Errol, wherever he is, and new life, rescued through relationship with a random stranger from darkness and death. Taking off in soaring, straight lines, our world can shift, touching fingers with the sacred. You might see us back down by St Kilda Pier early this Saturday morning. Me and Jack, keeping an eye out for Errol, wondering how Errol is doing. And Greg's changing track is Errol by Australian Crawl. And Greg has a postscript. Dancing is permitted.